This past week's daf was daf Membeis and Seches Erevin. We'll start with a piece of Gemara and daf Membeis, a little bit after the two dats. V'omar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman says v'shem Shmuel, Shavas v'bikya, someone was Kainish Fis in a Bika at the time, Ben Ashmoshes, there was no Hekif, there was no nothing surrounding the area, and he was Kainish Fis there, the Dal Ams, where he was, and Alpaim Amma around, that was his Mokum Shvis, that was his Tchum. On Shabbos, Nochrim came and they surrounded the entire area. More than Valpaim Am L'chol Ruach. So now there's a mechitza, it has a din of Rosh Hashayochid. Rashi explains that the hekif that they made was Hukuf L'dira, which allows one to carry even Midrabbanan in such a large area. Izolti Gemorim. Mahal Chalpaim Amo, his Tchum, the member says, is retained at Alpaim Amo. He can't walk any further than his original Tchum. However, the Hekif accomplishes for Tiltal, Mutafel Bekulai Dezrika. And as far as Tiltal, as far as Kerrigan is concerned, being that it's all Hukuf as Dimash Sayochid, which is mutter for a person to carry. Therefore, he can be metatal b'kul ad hezrika. As long as he doesn't step out of his original alpayim amma, he could throw things around the entire surrounded area. That's Shitas Shmuel, Nachmashas B'Shem Shmuel. Rav Huna Omar, Rav Huna argues, Rav Huna says, Mahal alpayim amma, his tchum he retains, umetaltel dalet amos. However, to be metaltel, he only has dalet amos. He doesn't gain at all, he can't use the hekif to be metaltel, to carry anything. Fretting more of entaltel bekulei aides riko. Why is that so? There's a hekif now, why can't he be metaltel in the Tari area? Why does he argue on Shmuel? Latin Mora says, the reason is Shami Moshe Achach Feitzoi, that we're concerned that he might, if we allow him to be metaltal in the entire area, Aidezrika, so we're afraid that he might leave the Tchum after the Chayfetz, that he's being metaltal in the area which goes further than his Tchum. On that, the Gemara asks, okay, that explains why he can't be metaltel out of the area, because we're afraid that he'll walk out of the area. But Pyamil taltel, let him be metaltel, let him carry within his tchum, and then we're not concerned that he's going to go out of his tchum, so why can't he benefit from the mechitzas, at least within his tchum? Let him be metaltel ki urchei. That means that he doesn't have to be al dezrika. He can actually carry by walking, since he's allowed to walk in that area. And that thing Mara says, Mishum Dava Kimachitza Shnifta Be Melul Mokam Osalo. The reason is that being that he cannot carry al dezrika outside of the 2,000 amas because of Zer Shami Moshech, so now even in the area which is within the Tchum Shabbos is Nifritz the Mokam Osalo. It's directly opened into an area which he's not allowed to carry, and that takes away the din mechitzas even from the area which he's allowed to walk. That's the din of mechitzah that's nifetz b'mlul mokem ha'osela, and therefore it doesn't have a teres mechitzah at all to be matir any kind of tiltul. So that's the explanation over here of Shitas Rav Huna. So the machlokes the base of the machlokes is whether we're goyz Hashem Yimashich. Shmuel's not goyz Hashem Yimashich. Therefore, you keep him tassel in the entire year. You can use the full benefits of the mechitzu. And Rav Huna holds that we're goyz Hashem Yimashich. Once there's a gzeir Hashem Yimashich, outside the 2,000 Amos, outside the Tzom Shabbos, so that already brings to Asa the whole thing because it's nifritz the mokum b'milul mokum ha'asalom. Zog the Gemara, Chir b'Rav Oma, Mahalach al-Paim Amol, Tatal b'Paim Amol. Seemingly, Chir b'Rav has a third sheet that he could walk to 2,000 Amos, his Tchum, and his chiddush over here is, as far as Tulsa is concerned, that he could be metaltal within the 2,000 Amos. He would seem to be saying that his goyz Hashem Yimashich, that's why more than that you can't, but within the 2,000 Amos, with there's no problem of goyz Hashem Yimashich, that he could be metaltal. That he might ask, Kiman, who does he hold like? Of the previous Amirim, he doesn't hold like anyone. To Loikrav Nachem, Loikrav Huna. What the Gemara means to ask is that Monoshoch, if he holds a Gzeir Hashem Yimashich, so even within that area he should not be able to be metaltal because Nifus Mokum Ha'osalo. And if he could be metaltal over there, then Al Korchoch he doesn't have the problem of Hashem Yimashich, and therefore he should be carrying the whole thing. But to have this middle of the road Shita, the Gemara is asking in Sfora that there's no room for such a thing, and that the Gemara says in Ochanami, Emel metaltal ba'arba, that we can't explain the Shita the way we have it. Must be that what his Shita is that he's metaltal ba'arba, like Rav Huna Shita. Yehoche hain Rav Huna, Emel v'chinam ar Rav Huna, v'chinam ar v'chir barav. So the Gemara says, yeah, he taka holds like Rav Huna, and the proper gifts should be v'chein omar, v'chir barav. He says the same thing. He agrees l'halocha with Rav Huna. The Rashi discusses over here the first wide line. Rashi says Mahalach bo alpayim. His tchum doesn't change, even though that were the heck of to bin there ben hashmoshes, then we would have viewed the entire area Kedalat Amos, and his tchum would have first started out of the hook of the Mokum Mokuf. But over here, since Ben HaShemoshes, there was no Hekef over there, so that's it's Nikva, it gets set his tchum, and the Mechitzes can't benefit him. This is what Rashi says, Mahalach Baal Paim, his original tchum remains as it is. Those Mechitzes don't help him, Lias like Kedalat Amos. That they should, the entire year should be considered like Dalet Amos, and first start counting the 2,000 after that. Dechiyam minu kol abayis kuloi kedalet Amos. When do we say that the entire mokom mukuf is kedalet Amos? Hech teshoras be'avam mechises meyoyim. That's only when he was koine shvisa in the area which is hukuf meyoyim. Before ben hashemoshes, avol hocho. But in our case over here, the B'shash Shvisa lehav mechitzis, the word mechitzis were not there at the time it was kind of Shvisa. Loi, we don't say it's Kedal Ramas. He doesn't benefit, his tchum doesn't benefit from the fact that he right now is in the ear, which is Mukuf mechitzis. On that, Rashi continues, and Rashi says, seemingly this would seem to be not like Rami Amliel, because Rami Amliel in the Mishnah says that if Nochman brought him, took him out of his tchum, and they placed him in the Bissar, in a place which is Hukuf, he could walk the entire area, even though we know that someone who's out of his tchum only has Dalet Amos. But if he was placed in a Mokum Mukuf, he could walk the entire area, even though he wasn't Shavas in that Mokum Mukuf. Rashi says that it's not a contradiction. This halacha over here works even like Rami Amliel. But feel Rami Amliel, the Omer by Tziu Nochrin, the Nasnu B'dir B'sam. Even Rami Amliel holds that when Nochrin take him out of his tchum, place him in a surrounded area, Over there, he was not shavas in the area, enclosed area of the mechitzes. It's nasli ka abamis. He has the din of abamis b'hachas kula, and he could walk the entire area, even though he only has dalet amis. But he could walk the entire makom mukuf. Hasam hu demisha hitzi uhu norchem ein le'el abamis. Over there, and we only said his din in that situation. He was taken out of his tchum. And he's left without a tchum. He only has dalet amis. So v'dir hekila chacham etzloi leis lehekav mechitz ka'ba amis. That's where there's a special kula over there, where he's in a situation where he only has dalet amis. Their chazal were mekel, and they allowed the mokum mukuf to serve as if it was kedalet amis, even though he wasn't there mibor yom. Avla kainu shvisa, but in our situation, person he was kainu shvisa. He has his 2,000 amas around, and he's still within his tchum, and he has a tchum of apayim amo. Loi hikilu chachamim etzloi liyos lehekav mechitz kaba amas. By him, if now the area became hukuf after ben hashmoshes, Chazal were not makel over here to allow him to benefit from the hekif, to view the entire year as kedal namas, and first start his 2,000 namas after that. Elam kein shavas bavirin, only if ben hashmoshes he was in the avir of that area. So Rashi is telling us that even though there's machlokes in the Mishnah, Amli and Bishua, if a person is placed in a mokum mukuf after ben hashmoshes on Shabbos, whether he could benefit from those that hekif, that it should serve as dal amis, Ramil holds that it could. That's not a contradiction to our halacha over here. The Amiroim in our sugi, which say that his tchum is retained, that could come out even according to Ramil, because Ramil only said his din in a specific situation when he's left with only dal amis. That's what Ramil said his halacha is, that the Chazal were making and allowed him to use the hekif even though he wasn't shavas there. Rashi brings a raya. V'teida. I'll bring you a raya to this. Toho Rav Huna v'chia barav tamid et Rav ninu. Rav Huna and v'chia barav are the tamid of Rav. V'amarav haloch gram amliel v'dir v'sa'an. And on the morning on Omid Beis, Rav says, Allah is like Amlil B'dir V'sa'ar. V'hocho Asri Kishmuel. And over here, they agree with Shmuel that his mechitza doesn't get any larger. The Tamidim of Rav Pasuk Ramliel. So that's a right that even Ramliel agrees to this halacha in this situation, and he only said his din in the Mishnah, like Rashi explained, when he's found outside of his tchum and he's left with Dalet Amis. Rashi continues, "V'masis nami hochi tanan lekamon perkeitz amabin u'moedit sha'omru nois na'apayim ama afil seif mendosay kol b'ma'oro einu leka abba amis." That the Mishnah later on says if a person counts his tchum, he has a full tchum, and his tchum ends in a ma'ora, is ein leka arba amis. That we don't say that the entire ma'ora is ka arba amis. Even if his tchum ends in the middle of the ma'ora, that's all he has. V'il v'yitziyu nochr masnu bo ma'alchaz kulo v'hodirak koili. Everyone agrees to that. There's no machlekes. So therefore Rashi says, must be that Ramliel said his din in only in a specific situation. The only time that someone who was not Shovas, Ba'avim Mechitzis, could use the entire area and view it as Dal Amis is only if he's taken out of his Tchum. And he can't benefit anymore from his Tchum, from the 2,000 Amis. He only has Dal Amis. That's where Chazal will make, according to Ramliel, that the entire Mokom Mukuf he could use kedalet amis. Tosfos actually brings B'Shem Yerushalmi, not like this. If you look in the Tosafot over the second Tosafot on the Omer, Tosafot says, Nochem Shikful B'Machitzis, B'Yerushalmi Mukhalok HaBishua. And the Yerushalmi says that this halacha is according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds Ha'agazem Rav Mil in the Mishnah. Says that if someone's placed in a Mokom Mukov once Shabbos started, so then he only has Dal Amis. He can't use the entire Iri Kedal Amis. These Amiroim are going according to Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Rav Mil, the Yerushalmi says that even if the Mokom Mukov first happens after Shabbos, then we would view it as Kedal Ramis. And therefore, in this case, that of course his tchum is not gonna change. But as far as the ikadin from Dal Ramis, he'll have. We'll view the entire Iri Kedal Ramis, and therefore he'll be able to carry in the entire mokum, he'll be able to walk in the entire mokum mukuf, because it's all nechsh of Kedal Ramis. And that Taisus says, "Mir b'kunchus pirus da'asnamik amliel." Taisus brings the Rashi. The Rashi goes not like the Yerushalmi. It comes out of contrast. Amliel also don't understand the idea of v'sam halachas kula. V'afkav leishavas v'afem mechitzim v'ba'ed yoyim. Amliel holds that you could use an entire yiriyot lehikil chacham el hosam de'in le'aba amis havel hoch leishal apayim lehikilu. Taisus brings the Rashi. Rashi goes, explains on Gemara, not like the Yerushalmi. So there seems to be a machlokes over here, Rishayla, we Rashi saw to explain this. Not like the Yerushalmi needs the explanation. The truth is, if you look in the Korban Nisanah on the Rosh, he talks about the Yerushalmi, whether it's really clear in the Yerushalmi, like Tosafos says. I think he mentions that in the Ritva. The Ritva actually brings B'Shem Yerushalmi like Rashi. It seems to be that the Yerushalmi is not so clear what it says in Yerushalmi. You can learn Yerushalmi different ways. That might be how Rashi didn't see a hachro, didn't see any definite way in the Yerushalmi. If Rashi was able to say, like he says, Akopon, that's what it says in this Rashi over here. Let's see the next Rashi. Rashi says, "Mtafel b'kula." This is Shita Shmuel. "Mtafel b'kula," that he does benefit from the mechitzas as far as giving the whole area a dinner of Rishus Ayochet to be metaltel al dezrika. Afilu chutz la alpayim shen Rishus lahalach. Even the area which is out of his tchum, he can't actually walk there. But he's mutal tata al dezrika. Kloimar. Mutter lizuk shom, he can throw things over there. The kaimel mechitza suvi shabbos shom mechitza. We paskin that the mechitza, which is made, everyone agrees. Remember from the sugi before that a mechitza which was made on Shabbos has a shem mechitza to give it a teres rishus hayochid to be matir tiltul. Umameil shaminon to beseich alpayim metalt kedakay the hamechitzas ninum. Rashi says over here something which is not so clear in the Gemara. But Rashi says that if you see that he could be metaltel bekuloi aydei zrika, the reason why that's aydei zrika is because he can't walk there. But I see that the mechitzas help, so therefore it's nesenis. It follows that in the area which where he could walk, so he could be metaltel kiurche, he could carry something while he's walking. Taisus argues on that. If you look in the next Taisus, the third Taisus on the Omer, Taisus says, "Metaltel b'kulai dezrika, nir l'ri, da'af toich alpayim metaltelai dezrika." Taisus says that when the Gemara says "Metaltel b'kulai dezrika," the Gemara means as it sounds like, that the heter tilta that he has is only al dezrika, even in the area where he is allowed to walk. That's what it means. Nirlari, av toich apayim metaltal de zrika. The tiltal is only through zrika. Ava ki urche, eine metaltal ba'arba amis. But ki urche, to actually hold something while he's walking, that he could only go dalar amis. Why? What's the reason for that? The le'inyan tiltal ki urche, nifritz ilmokam asolo. The Ri holds that the way this din that we see, that in the Gemara talks about in Shittas Rav Huna, Chiyah Barav, that there's a problem of Nifres Lamokim Ha'asa Lo, Taisis tells us that the way we deal with that is in the different ways of Tiltal. The different ways of Tiltal is Tiltal Ki Urchei, and there's Tiltal Ad Izrika. And Taisis tells us that if the area, like over here, after at where his tchum ends, he can't walk there. So the only heter tiltal that he has is al zrika. He doesn't have heter tiltal ki urche. So we would view that even within his tchum as parat l'makom ha'asala concerning that oifin, that way of tiltal ki urche, and therefore he can't be metaltal more than dalat amis ki urche, because concerning that oifin, that way of tiltal, it's nifl makma asala, and therefore the heta tilta that he has in the entire area is only ade zrika. Rashi, Vais Techois, argues on that, and Rashi holds that as long as that there's some oifin, there is some way of heta tiltal, that already saves us, saves it from being considered a makam. Nifes makam ha'asala. Makam ha'asala has to be that it's asar totally. There's no heter tiltal at all. But if there is some oifin of tiltal, then it's not considered makam ha'asala. And therefore, in the area where you are, if you could walk, then hu adin, you could be metaltal ki urche. Rashi continues. This is Shittas Rav Huna. Kiloim Tatal Dal Amis. So Rashi Kila Hoisa Shom Mechitza. You can't benefit at all. The Mechitza doesn't help you at all. Kila Hoisa Shom Mechitza, as if there was no Mechitza at all. Utfei Me'arba. In the Dal Amis itself, you don't need the Mechitza for. Utfei Me'arba Loi. But more than four Amis, you keep him in Tatva Filbas Rika. The Loy Shonilon Ben Tilta Kiyoka Tilta Vizrika El Bemokim Shemurta Lataltal Vosla Halach. The whole difference between Zrika and Urche is in a place that you have a head to tilt, Vosla Halach, and it's also to walk. So, where you have such a situation where you can't walk, but it's Mutta Ben Taltal, that's where Zrika comes into halacha. Ki goy mitecha tchum l'chutz ha-tchum. Such a thing like that. Avav mokam shuhu muta l'halach, but a place where it's muta to walk, ishori l'taltal b'zrika, a place where you could walk, there can't be any difference. Ishori l'taltal b'zrika, shonam l'taltal ki-yurche. You'd have a heta ki-yurche also. Like Rashi mentioned before. V'i osir, tavai v'sirin. If that's osir, they're both osir. V'kivin the osir le'rav hunu l'taltal b'apayim shaloi. Since Rav Huna shita is that you can't be metaltal within your 2,000 amis, afilu zrika nami osir, it's osir even I de zrika. V'tayim v'farash v'ozul. Rashi goes out of his way over here to explain that when the Gemara says that he can only metaltal bedalid, Rashi proves that means in any which way of tiltal, they all have the same din, being that we're talking about toich apayim in the era where he could walk. There's no makom to be mechalik. Rashi explains the Gemara weiter. Umakshinon, the Gemara asks, Rav Huna v'netaltal bekulo. V'afilu chus talpayim ade zrika. Fetigimoro, why is that so? You have the hekif. You have the hekif. Well, why can't you be mitafim the whole thing on the zrika? Let it be that you can't walk there, but you should have the hekif to out of the zrika. The kaimu mechitzah nas v'shavus mechitzah b'perek beis. You can't be arguing concerning that. Unhi the ule matzi ozel. Let it be that he can't walk there himself, so there's no heter till to kiyuche. He can't walk even the loy shavas b'avira. Loy lev leka abba ames. Okay, that's granted that's not going to help him walk there. Avim mikom mokom mechitzis nino. There's still mechitzis, and as far as the din tilth is concerned, to him to be able to move around chfeitim in that area without being over an iser haitzah, he has the mechitzis to be matter the area for that. So Nati Mora says, this is the root of the machlekes whether we goes to shema yimosh shechach chfeitzay. So Krashim. His geyser, we're concerned that he'll be drawn after the chayfetz, after the object that he's throwing in that area. Chotel paim. Hilchot gazvin and total bezrika, otto hiluch. Therefore, Chazal were geyser, they did not allow total bezrika because we're afraid that he might come to be mahalach or come to walk out of his tchum. On that, the Gemara continues to ask that that explains why there's an issa tiltul out of his tchum, because we don't want him to come to walk out of his tchum, but he should have a heta tiltul within his tchum. V'apayim miyah zakrashi shumut lahalach bohen, that he could walk. Therefore, lekla mikzibim shum shami moshach hafeitze. You don't have the problem, shami moshach. Natalta ki urcha tiltul gomer, v'koshken zvika. When the Mora asks that he should be able to natalta ki urcha, Rashi says that the Mora doesn't mean dafka only. He should have a heter. You should have a heter, even kiurche. Because can zrika, the ham mechitzes malis in and no, because there are good mechitzes. Problem was just shami yimoshech. Fine, but so where there's no problem shami yimoshech, you should be able to utilize the mechitzes. So Mishani, the more answers, kim the chutz l'paim also the talpul afilu bezrika, since chutz l'paim there's a total iser. Like Rashi explained before, you need to have a total list in order to have this din of parz makom asilo. It's also afele zvik mishum shami moshach feitzay for kol shkin kiyuchi and definitely kiyuchi you can't be mitafel over there. To en yoch lahalach shom, you can't walk there with talto and carry. Therefore, mitzanami b'alpayim. Therefore, it even becomes also to carry within alpayim shum nahavi alpayim delay because his 2,000 amos. His of his tchum, they're nifrotzin l'chus l'apayim. They are open to the area which is out of his tchum. Dasir lem shum gzeir shem moshech, and that area is also to care because of gzeir shem moshech. The ha ein hefsik b'neim. There is no hefsik between the two areas. V'avim mechitza nifretzis b'milul makom asalo. That's the din of a mechitza which is nifretz b'milul. A mechitza which is totally open into an area which is aser, and that asers that prohibits a person from carrying even in the area where the ikar iser doesn't exist. Actually, goes on to explain the Gemara shitas of Chiya Barav. The Gemara asks the next Rashi over there. Rashi says, "Leiker of Nachman, Leiker of Huna." What the Gemara means to say, Rashi explains, is that these are the two possibilities. That's what Rashi is going to come to explain. That in Sfora, Monoshoch, it's either this way or that way. A middle sheet is not possible. Well, Monoshoch, Igoz Hashem Yimoshich. So Rashi says, "Afilah Paim Nitzvim Mishum Vechitzen Fesim Mokma Osulah." Then he should be mitaltel even chutz la'alpayim bezrika. So that Gemara came out. Gemara said that in truth, the proper nusach of his shita is that he can only mitaltel only in arba, because he holds like Rav Huna v'chein amar Rav Chiya barav like Rav Huna. So now we have a machlokes over here. whether regards to Shem Moshe, that's the root of the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Huna. Is zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Nachman Rav Huna lo yisiv galei de Shmuel the tiny kavose. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna that you can't argue on Shmuel. Shmuel has a raya from a brayis, like he says, that when I go to Shem Moshe. The sign in the brayis says as follows. A person is counting his tchum, and his tchum Shabbos ends b'chatzi ha'ir, in the middle of a city. The Braisa says that as far as tilful is concerned, we're assuming that this city is a mokum that's properly mukuf, with the proper eruv v'chatzeres, and shtitfu from voice, like Rashi says, and in the city people could carry. The Braisa says that this person could be metaltal b'chol yir kulo, u'bavachli aras tchum b'raglov. He can't walk in the whole city, because his tchum ended, but he could be metaltal. He could be metaltal. B'mar metaltal, so on that, Rav Nachman says, b'mar metaltal. How could he possibly be metaltal if he can't walk in the entire city? How could he be metaltal in the entire city? Lavai dezrika. Most v'al dezrika. And therefore you see over here that we're not goyzer Shem Yimoshech. So this is a right to Shmuel. We're not goyzer Shem Yimoshech. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi on Bam of Omer Aleph. Alei de Shmuel. Rav Nachman's original memra was b'shem Shmuel. That's what Rav Nachman means to say. He doesn't say, don't argue on me. Right? He says, don't argue on Shmuel, because the original memra Rav Nachman said was b'shem Shmuel. It's a sign of Kavose, it's a Rashi, it's a Braisa, which says, like Shmuel, the Gazvin Shem Yimoshech. The Braisa would seem to imply the shita of Shmuel that we're not goyzer. So Rashi on Beis Hoy Moedu Dubo, Hanoisin Eruvay. Someone's making an eruv, puts down his eruv, Ubo Lelech Mimokam Eruvay Apayim, and he starts counting the Alpayimama from the Mokam of his eruv. Calls from Dos Bechatzi Ir Acheres Sheiru Eskulo Inam Ebiyomtiv, and it's calls from Midosay in the midway point of another city, which that city, like we mentioned before, has a proper Erev, that therefore people could carry in that city on Shabbos, Iname B'Yomtiv, or else we're talking about Yomtiv, and there's no problem of carrying, of tiltal. So on that, the Braisa says that he could be metaltal in the entire city, entire area. Since he wasn't kind of shvus in the city itself, so therefore the city area for him are not going to act like Dalet Amos, and therefore wherever his tchum ends, so he can't go further than his tchum. However, tiltal he could. The Braisa says he can tiltal the entire city. In which way? It says that he can't walk in the entire city, so how is he supposed to be metaltal? Lava is rika zakrashi. Alma, so you see from here, look as in Shem Yimoshech. This is Rav Nachman's raya to Shmuel. On that, the Gemara says, Oma loch Rav Huna, loy aide mishicha. Zok Rashi. What's Rav Huna's answer? That the Braisa over there said, but you can be metaltal doesn't mean Ayde Zrika. Which, Ayde Zrika, there's a possibility for Shem Yimoshech. And Rav Huna holds that we go to Shem Yimoshech, so you never have a heter Ayde Zrika. That is Alade Meshicha. What does Meshicha help? What does Meshicha mean? Rashi says as follows. Loib Mishicha. So Klashi Loi Gassinon, we're not Goris like that. Uman the Goris Lo, and the one who is Goris like the Hochi Komrav, Huna Amaloch, Haidik, Atani Mutal Tautal, Bechola Yekul of Mishicha Komrav. If you are Garisid, what the Gemara means to say is that this is the way Rav Huna will answer you. That definitely that's true. According to Shita Shmuel, it means Ayadei Zrika. But it's not a kasha on Rav Huna. Wouldn't serve as a riot to Shmuel against Rav Huna because Rav Huna could explain the Mishnah otherwise. Rav Huna Amaloch, Ayadei Katani Mutal Tautal, Bechol Yekula, B'mshicha Ka'oma. What does it mean, B'mshicha? Withdrawing it. Not a day's rika, Rashi explains, Shemoshech mechut lapayim l'teich lapayim. That the heter that he can metaltal in the entire city is, if he's drawing something which is outside the tchum, into the tchum, that's what he could do. To hosom lech lemig zeshem yimoshech. Over there is no gzeirah, even though he's being metaltal out of his tchum, but being that he's only bringing things from outside in, so there's no gzer shemi moshech. Rashi explains, the lav chfeitz of who ad demaisi lelegavoi. It's not yet his until he brings it into his tchum. So there's no reason for him to walk out. Were he to, like he would walk out to get something which belongs to him, since he can't throw his things out. So anything which is out there originally was not his. Doesn't come his till he brings it in. So there's no gzer that he's gonna walk out from the fact that he couldn't be moshech inside. And things that he brings, once he brings in, he can't send it out. There's no heta, there's rika. He can't, there's no way how that he could send things from inside the tchum, outside of the tchum. So this is, in this way of being metaltal, there's a, It's a limited tiltal that he has over here, and this way there's no gzera shemi yimoshech. Now Tosfos mentions over here that this Gemara seems to imply that Rav Huna agrees that there is a way to metaltal even more outside of his tchum. So Tosfos says, the third line in Tosfos explains the Gemara. He says, V'hod omar Rav Huna imtaltal al ba'arba haynu klapei tzad avroi. Tosfos says that this that Rav Huna mentions in his Ikkei Memra, that he only has Dal Amos, that's only towards the outside. Tosfos says, but from Mashiach he could. And Tosfos says that actually, he could be metaltal in the entire area of the Mashiach, because even according to Tosfos, that there are in each specific way of being metaltal, we could view it as nifas makom ha'asulav. But over here, since the entire area he could be moshech ayday, he could be metaltal ayday Mashiach. So it's not nifas makom ha'asulav at all, and this is mutter. So when Rav Huna mentioned they can only tattle the Dalet Amos, that was referring to in other Ephanim, from in out. But from outside to in, actually he can be tattle in the whole area. That's what comes out of this piece of Gemara. A tzad kal, a tzad heter in Rav Huna Shita, which was not mentioned clearly in the Gemara before. Zog the Gemara further. Oma Rav Huna, hoi moide bo b'kolse nos b'chatzi chotzer. Ein le'ele chatzi chotzer. Rav Huna mentions a case, hoi moide bo, person is counting his tchum, and his tchum ends b'chatzi chotzer, in the middle of a chotzer, Eile ila chatzi chotzer, that's all he has. Fretimor pshita. And that Timor says, Eime yeshli chatzi chotzer. The chiddush is not that it's osir, the second half, but it's mutter, the part which is in his tchum. And that Timor has, Hainami pshita. That's also poshut. And that Timor says, Ma the same aleichish dum osil tatl, bekuli kamash melon, that there is a chiddush in the fact that he has the part which is within his tchum, because there's a chash that being that it's all part of one chotzer, that we might have thought that we should be geyser, that he'll come to walk out of his tchum, or he'll come to be metalpa, the kul, the Gemara says, kamash from, that's the chiddush. Rashi says as follows. Hochagasin Omar Avhun Hoy Moidbo calls him Dosi Bechatzi Chotzer, halfway in a Chotzer, Einel Chatzi Chotzer. Rashi says, Einle Ela Chatzi Chotzer Lahalach. He's only able to walk Chatzi Chotzer. On that more says Pshito, the Hokol al Paim Shiloh, he's tremendous, partially that he can't walk any further. On that, the Gemara says, Eimo Yeshle Chatzi Chotzer, Oisei Chatzi Shol Chotzer, Shibsech Tchumoy, that half of the Chotzer, which is within his Tchum, Mut Lahalach, he could walk. Ki Urchei. Bach takes out these words because we're talking about Hiluch, right? Ki'urche would be a disgusting tiltle. Rashi learns that the sugya over here is as far as Hiluch is concerned. And that Rashi says, V'teres rich la'shmin and v'lavi suru d'ilach palgo. And the chiddush over here is the heter, not the iser. That's what the Mora changed over. And that the Mora says, but that's also partial. What are you gaining by telling me that the chiddush is in the heter? That's also partial. And I'm a pshita. The part of the b'seich min dosi is lay. And Latin Mora came out that I would think leichesh dilma osi little tule bekule. Now, as far as what the point of this, of the chiddush of the sugya over here is, if you look over here in the third Tosfos, from the Tosfos Shants, he says as follows, Omar Rav Huna hoy moedet ubo, v'teimali, Rav Huna heich metalfel b'chatzir chotzer, how is it moedet to be metalfel b'chatzir chotzer, nufis mokim ha'osaloi. It's Mufis Nifis Mokam Osaloi. Refuna Shita, Gzer Shami Moshech, he should have the same Isser Tiltal that he has in the Gemara that we had before by Bika. Now the Tosfos Shants at this point is assuming that it's a Heter Tiltal. The Loshon of Refuna in this, it just says, Yesh lechatzi chotzer. It doesn't say concerning what. Now he says like this, V'rashi pirush lahalach. Rashi, like we see in our Rashi, explains that the heter that we're giving him is on lahalach. It's not a heter tiltal. And agreeing with his question, because betim it's parts l'makom ha'osaloi. On that he adds, because loshon l'tatula l'mashmei lahalach. On that he adds, that loshon ha'gemora, the Gemara says, leichesh duma osa l'tatula b'kule, sounds like that it's a heter tiltal. And the chiddush over here is that he might come to him and talk from the whole thing. If he has no heter tiltal, what does Gemara mean, duma osa l'tatula b'kule? That's what he asks on Rashi. And therefore he says, over oid, ask another question. On that he asks that even if we'll accept the doichak to madchik to losh nagimora, mal the same lechish duma osi little tule, bikule, let's say, let it, we'll accept that it means to be mahalach, but this is also not a chiddush because we see that in the Gemara before, babika. Is there any reason what is more of a chiddush over here than by Bika? V'yeshloimah, the Taisa Shan says as follows. L'inyin tilfil yesh chilek ben Bika l'chotzer. Kiven d'gab achrin l'choshev mechitza b'chotzer l'choshev nifas l'mokim ha'osolo. The Taisa Shan, his first test over here is going back to the way how he originally understood, like the Loshna Gemara, that there's a head to tiltle over here, even according to Rav Huna. And on that, the question is that why isn't it Nifres Lamokam Ha'asalo? On that, he says that since that there are Bnei Achotzer, that for them it's mutter to be metatl in the whole area because it's within that tchum. Kivin Gab Achrin Choshev Mechitza. That Tosfos Shans tells us that it doesn't have the chizn of a mokem ha'osur, not nifes the mokem ha'osur, because there are people that could be metatl in the entire area. So even though this person, he himself, it's osur for him to carry in the second part of the chotzer, it's not choshev nifes the mokem ha'osur. And the Gemara by Bika is because it was an open area there, and there is no one else which has a heter in the outside area. But if it were to be that there were other people that were kind of shvis in that area and they could be metaltel, then in a chanami, then we wouldn't be able to view it as a mokum ha'asula, and it wouldn't answer akapon within the tchum. Zer Shemi Moshe, he always have, but within his tchum, there will be no reason to ask him. That's how the Tosfos Shans explains the Gemara according to his mahal, according to how he understands the Gemara, that the chiddush over here is concerning tiltul, and that he tells us that you don't have the din of nifes l'makom ha'asala, and that's why in this situation you'll have this split din that the Gemara didn't want to have before in Rabbi Chiya Barav. You'll have it over here. This is a situation where there's Gzer Shem Yimoshech, so you can't be metaltal more than that, but be metaltal within the area of Yitzchum, you could, because since there are other people that are using the entire Mechitza area, it's not considered Nifres Lamakom Ha'asalo. On that he continues in Shittas Rashi, and he says, V'ila Halech, Kepirish Rashi, and if we want to learn the Gemara, which the Heter is only Lahalech, according to Rashi, apparently, that it is considered nifritz l'mokam ha'asala. The fact that the other people that are there doesn't help him, since concerning his own hetter tiltul, he doesn't have past that area because of the gzeir shem yimoshech. So it is considered nifritz l'mokam ha'asala, and the only hetter that he has is a hetter to be mahalach. What's the chiddush over here? Why is there a specific chiddush over here over Bika? On that he says, V'ilahal kepirish Rashi, itzir chavhun la'ashmi'inan, afagav d'shayach tfei le'migza b'chotza mi'bibika, v'ilahoch le'gazvinan. On that he says, that there's more of a reason to be gazer by chotza than by bika. He doesn't tell us why, but he says that's why Rav Huna has to say the chiddush over here, even after he said the din of bika. Even though the heter is only a heter in Hilich, and therefore the chiddush, when the Gemara says malatayim leichas duma also to be called, he might come to walk. According to Rashi, that's how we're going to have to translate it. He'll come to walk in the entire area. K'mashin that we're not gozer. Now the reason for that possibly could be similar to what Taisa says in the Chotzer. There are other people, so the fact that there are other people which are freely walking in the entire Erie, he might come to lose himself and follow what other people are doing. Kamashman, there's no gzeir mashen kim babika, that there's no, not necessarily other people around for him to follow what they're doing without realizing. So that's why by Bika, there's less of a chiddush that the gzeir shema of that he might come to walk out. By Chotzer, there's a chiddush, the fact that he has, even this area, when not gozer, that he'll come to walk out of his tomb.